I'd like to welcome you back to the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host Kent Linkles, along with my co-host Dr. L. Corns, and we're going to complete the show with approximately one more hour of swinging sounds. So we're going to continue to delve into Ellingtonia. By that I mean the works of Duke Ellington as a composer, as played by other artists than the Duke Ellington Orchestra, or himself as a pianist. And we're going to start out with the Jeep is Jumping on a Fantasy label cut in 1975, and under the title of Kenny Burrell, Ellington is Forever, Volume 2. Now, Kenny Burrell is a guitarist who has a great love for Duke Ellington. In fact, for a while, he taught a course in Duke Ellington at UCLA, so you can see how deep he was into the Duke Ellington genre. This is a song that was written by Duke and the alto sax man in the Ellington band for over 20 years, Johnny Hodges. And so I think you're going to enjoy The Jeep is Jumping. Thank you. That was the Jeepers Jumpin', co-composed by Duke Ellington and the alto saxman in the Ellington band for around 25 years. And it's from a album called Kenny Burrell, Ellington is Forever. That was volume 2. And it was, of course, Kenny Burrell on guitar. And it had quite an aggregation that included Jerome Richardson on tenor sax, Roland Hanna on piano, a nice plunger trombone by Quentin Jackson, who also played in the Ellington band over the years, and Cannonball Adderley's little brother, Knight Adderley, there on cornet.
Well, next we'll hear from a large group put together by Gil Fuller, and he entitled it the Monterey Jazz Festival Orchestra. And the group was assembled mainly to back Dizzy Gillespie in a showcase-type arrangement. And this particular tune, Dizzy is the only soloist, and Dizzy wrote the tune, and you have to wonder what he was thinking about. He entitled it, Things Are Here.
Thank you.
And that was Things Are Here, a tune written by Dizzy Gillespie, and featuring Dizzy there, backed by Gil Fuller and the Monterey Jazz Festival Orchestra. That was from a Pacific Jazz LP released in 1965.
Next up is Ben Webster plays Duke Ellington. Ben Webster was a tenor sax man who spent full 4 or 5 years in the Ellington band over the years. And this is a track called Cottontail that was written by Duke Ellington, and it was a personal favorite of Ben Webster. And every time Ben Webster was in the Ellington band, he would ask Ben Webster to play this particular composition. In this sense, the Cottontail is recorded live at a jazz festival in Finland in July of 1967. And Ben Webster is backed up by Kenny Drew on piano, Neil Henning Orsted Pedersen on bass, Tootie Al Heath on drums. Let's listen to Cottontail. Thank you. was tenor sax man Ben Webster recorded at a jazz festival in Finland in July of 1967, recorded on a Storyville label, and backed up nicely by Kenny Drew on piano, Neil Henning Orsted Peterson on bass, and Tootie Al Heath on drums. So what's up next, Al?
Well, next up we'll hear from a group led by organist Jack McDuff. This is from a Concord LP entitled Color Me Blue. And it features Jack on organ, Red Holloway on tenor sax, Kevin Axt on bass, Joe Dukes on drums, and George Benson on guitar. And it's a tune written by Jack entitled Color Me Blue. It's the title tune from the LP.
Thank you.
was Color Me Blue, a tune written by Jack McDuff, and it was a title tune from the album. It featured Jack on organ, Red Holloway on tenor sax, Kevin Axt on bass, Joe Dukes on drums, and George Benson on guitar. And that was released on the Concord label in 1992.
I'm going to continue with our theme of Ellingtonia, which is compositions written by Duke Ellington, played by others than Duke Ellington, various artists down through the years. And our next track is the Modern Jazz Quartet for Ellington, cut on the E and W label back in 1985. And this is a classic Modern Jazz Quartet with John Lewis on piano, Milt Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, and Connie Kay on drums. They've played together for about 20 years. And this is a thing that Ellington wrote and played with his big band all down through the years from its inception in, oh, I'd say the early 30s, right up until his death. It's called It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. Thank you. was a modern jazz quartet in their tribute to Duke Ellington, playing one of Duke Ellington's classic compositions, It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. John Lewis on piano, Mel Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, Connie Kaye on drums, and that particular track featured drummer Connie Kaye with some excellent cymbal work.
Well, next we're here from a group led by Gene Ammons. This is from a Prestige LP entitled Boss Tenor. And it features Gene on tenor sax, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, Art Taylor on drums, and Ray Barreto on congas. And they're going to do a Charlie Parker original entitled Confirmation. was Confirmation, a classic written by Charlie Parker, and featured Gene Ammons on tenor sax, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Dud Watkins on bass, Art Taylor on drums, and Ray Barreto on congas. That was from a Prestige LP released in 1960 entitled Boss Tenor.
Well, every track we've played so far tonight was written by Duke Ellington, or Duke Ellington in conjunction with his co-composer and arranger. But tonight we're going to do one track that was not written by Duke, and it's called The Duke, and it's a salute to Duke Ellington by the Dave Brubeck Quartet, played at the Newport Jazz Festival in 1958 in Newport, Rhode Island. It was originally cut on the Columbia label. And let's listen to Duke Ellington's approval of a great song by Brubeck called The Duke. Thank you. That delightful composition, The Duke, was written by pianist Dave Brubeck as a homage piece to the master of jazz music, Duke Ellington. And that was his traditional quartet, with, of course, Dave on piano, Paul Desmond on alto sax, Joe Benjamin on bass, and Joe Morello on drums. That was cut live at the Newport Jazz Festival in Newport, Rhode Island, on January 3rd of 1958.
Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night from 8 p.m. to 10, with a five-minute break between the hours for the news. We hope you enjoyed this evening's show, and we hope you'll consider coming back to join us next Sunday night at 8 p.m. I'm Al Korns. Our co-host is Kent Lindquist. We're going to wrap up tonight's show with a group led by pianist Sonny Clark. This is from a Blue Note LP entitled Cool Struttin'. It features Sonny on piano, Jackie McLean on alto sax, Art Farmer on trumpet, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. And it's a tune Sonny wrote entitled Blue Minor.